everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. All right, welcome back. Feedlot sales were quite limited today with only a few pens in Texas at $117.50 and several dress deals in Nebraska at $187 to $188. And according to the midday report, the national hog base today is 6 cents lower compared with the prior day settlement. Corn markets, though, firmer by several cents today, supported in part by disappointing rainfall amounts this week in Iowa and the western Midwest. Equities today, though, continue to be supported by solid job growth last month. The Dow Jones is currently 33 points higher, with the NASDAQ positive by 8. In live cattle, issues were mostly 50 to 82 points lower today, with only spot August holding close to unchanged. Obviously, bears were still waiting for the supply shoe to drop later this quarter, which made trade in general reluctant to give up the large board discounts. Beef cutouts today were mixed, though, up 43 cents to off $1.05, with light to moderate box movement. Feeder cattle, though, still stuck in the same old range. Issues fell back towards its middle and lower end. Prices today were 62 to 165 in the red, pressured by lower action in deferred live futures and late week profit taking. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today, which kept the markets choppy after another down week. Corn prices, though, posted very modest gains today after December futures held June lows. The markets appear to have tried to consolidate into next week's USDA report, with analysts in agreement on ideas that 2017 is at least a billion bushels smaller than the record harvest of 2016. Soybeans started to run out of steam as the overnight session wound down. November futures tried to hold yesterday's lows that filled the gap from June 30th. And finally, wheat prices were a little higher today as they tried to hold this week's lows. Winter wheat futures put in 8-week bottoms yesterday and continued to struggle below major moving averages, while Minneapolis finally took out its late June lows. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.